If there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that finances can be confusing, especially when you're trying to make sure your career, family life, and everything in between is taken care of. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a budgeting newbie, or just someone looking to supercharge your financial future in about 15 minutes, this is for you. If you're ready to make your money work harder for you, and if you're ready to spark true financial independence, then you've come to the right place. I'm Teresa Arago, and this is Talking Sense. From old wives' tales to urban legends, we've all heard things that, when you think about them logically, just don't make sense. The same concept is true of many things people believe in regards to finance. So today on Talking Sense, we're going to talk about some of these myths and what would be a better belief to replace it. And I've got Brian here with me today. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
I'm sure there's some of these that you've probably dealt with in your journey. I would imagine a lot of these I've dealt with, so I certainly can see that. But, you know, we both are a little more seasoned than some of the other advisors and some of the people who listen to the show, certainly.
Yes, yes.
So I thought this would be a good one for us. You know, when I was younger, people would say, well, if your hand's itching, somebody's going to give you some money. Not once has that ever worked out.
Never.
My eyes have never gotten stuck when I had, you know, looked at the center of my nose when I crossed them. But boy, my brother had me convinced there was some sort of like ligament up in here that could get locked or something. And I was terrified that it was going to happen when I was a kid.
But, I think our parents may have
known each other.
Promoted that, like, if you cross your eyes, you're, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to stick like that. So, yes.
And of course, these are ridiculous, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of misconceptions, I feel like, when it comes to financial decision making or habits that we have that can be holding us back. And that's really what we're focusing in on today. So let's just dive right in to the first one. That's the mentality that you've got to keep up. When my husband graduated college, we had neighbors and friends that were like buying boats and buying these big houses and they had brand new cars, and we didn't. Now, granted, I was staying home, but my husband one day came in and he goes, what are we doing wrong? And I thought long and hard about that. And I went, you know, I just think they've probably got a lot of debt. There's no way, because they're doing the exact same job as you. There's no way they have more income than you. So they've got to have more debt.
It's like a vacuum. You know, like mm-hmm. you see your friends with these fancy vehicles or the boat or the new house. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, we've got to have that too, you know?
Yes. But well, and I think, you know, it used to be called keeping up with the Joneses. We've joked that it's called keeping up with the Kardashians now. But there is this like bubble that we all live inside now on social media where people tell you every time they do something new. I mean, there's so how many times a week do you see I did a thing, right?
And daily.
And it can happen. And so people don't think about you, by the way, nearly as much as you think they do. I don't think anybody's watching me and going, ooh, her minivan is 6 years old. Mm-hmm. Oh, my word. You know, I don't think there's anybody doing that, but I may be wrong.
I really doubt it.
Okay. So if we both agree on that, and we can also agree that that's an ever moving needle, like the need to do more, go bigger, mm-hmm. to keep up is just unrealistic to sustain.
I think with social media, it promotes that. Maybe when we were much younger in our careers, those pressures weren't as there as much. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was still there.
But it was the two or three people around you, not 2 million people who live completely different lifestyles.
Yes.
And then, you know, a better belief than trying to keep up with everybody would be everyone's journey is unique. You know, we're all built for a different purpose and we all have different values. So I would say instead of trying to align your financial decision making with someone else's, align it with what you value, because that is what really matters in the big scheme of things, is that you're meeting your values with the way that you spend your dollars.
Definitely. You know, I mean, there are people who value having physical things, and then there are other people who they could really care less. Mm-hmm. You know, physical things don't mean much to them. They'd rather provide experiences for their family or, mm-hmm. or do things like that that may cost way less than having the latest minivan or the latest, you know, boat.
And if you're not going into debt for it, we don't have an opinion.
Exactly. If you can afford it.
Maybe if you can't afford it, time to rethink. Mm-hmm. At least your motivations.
Yes.
So this one I used to hear a lot is you've earned it. Treat yourself.
Oh yeah, you've graduated college, mm-hmm. you got that new job. Mm-hmm. You should do that for yourself. You work so hard.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't earn living outside your means. Nobody earns that.
No.
Matter of fact, that's a really damaging way to see things. You know, you can celebrate. That's a fantastic thing. You got a new job. That's wonderful. But maybe don't do it to the point that you go into debt.
Exactly. You should always live within your means. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the money to pay for it, have cash, we say a lot around here, mm-hmm. then maybe you need to save for it.
So what would be the better belief than that concept of like, I've earned it, I need to go treat myself?
You know, be responsible, you know, mm-hmm. in that celebration. Don't break the bank. You know, plan for those expenses. Maybe you got a new promotion at work or new child, whatever. Mm-hmm. Save up for something mm-hmm. and then go and do that a little later when you can pay cash for it. And you will enjoy it so much more instead of having coming home and facing the credit card bill mm-hmm. that is astronomical and you have no idea how you're going to pay
and
for
I've
it.
I've had this experience. We were saving up for a post-graduation trip mm-hmm. for my kids and I with my husband. We spent 5 years saving for this trip. We were able to go spend zero of our own money put nothing on debt because mm-hmm. it was all prepaid. And then I went another time where I hadn't pre-planned and I just could feel myself counting every dollar we spent while on the trip. It took a lot of the joy out of it for me. The kids didn't notice, thankfully, but for me, it was not nearly as fun. So I absolutely agree with planning ahead. And sometimes the treat is the feeling of success. You don't have, you know, we're not dogs. We don't need food just because we did something good. I don't have to go buy, you know, a Starbucks for me, it would be 7 Brew. Let's own it. You know, just because I did something good today, I can just take the joy of that success and let it be its own thing. Another limiting belief or myth that I hear is that, like, I'm just stuck with this debt. I'm just stuck because it feels overwhelming. You get into it slowly. It's sort of like gaining weight. It happens bit mm-hmm. by bit. And then one day you wake up and you go, oh, this is heavy.
Yeah. And then it's like crushing. Like it's mm-hmm. this. So the dark cloud, the rainy cloud that hangs over you all the time. And mm-hmm. You just don't feel like there's a way out of it. You know, mm-hmm. it starts with, maybe if a credit card, you kind of run it up and then you go buy a camper and then, we got to have
a better vehicle to pull the camper,
you know, and then one day you wake up and you're like, what have I done? Mm-hmm. How will we ever get out from underneath this? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you accumulate that debt one bite at a time. And so you're going to have to knock it out one bite at a time.
And that's the key is if you take it as if it's not going to be an all or nothing mm-hmm. thing, that better belief is you can tackle it. You have the power to tackle it. You have the power to get there. You have the power to get out of it. You know, with credit card debt, we've done episodes on this. You can negotiate those rates. You can get better rates during that payoff, or you can start a new account that's got like a zero interest period and mm-hmm. take care of it in bits and pieces like that. Creating a budget or adding income to the budget if you need a side hustle for a short period of time. We've talked about this before that like sometimes you've got to create some imbalance by working a little extra, doing mm-hmm. something out of the ordinary to get back into balance.
Yes. So, or if you get a bonus at work mm-hmm. or, you know,
be intentional.
The Lord blesses you with some extra funds occasionally. Use that to apply to getting rid of your debt. Another thing is the debt snowball. Mm-hmm. It's a great approach to systematically and knocking out your debt.
All right. So first three myths were that you've got to keep up with others, that you've earned it so you should treat yourself, and that you're stuck with your debt. All of those not true. The next one is everything's going to be fine. You know that song, Don't Worry About a Thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Not at all.
Now, should you worry about everything? Of course not. But putting off decisions, doing nothing about your debt, that's only going to make it worse.
Yes. It's kind of that analysis paralysis kind of thing mm-hmm. that we've talked about before that, you know, just refusing to make decisions. We've all had family members or friends who just can't make a decision to save their life. And mm-hmm. There was never a right or wrong decision.
Yes.
They just need to make one.
And just move.
And move.
I had a friend give me some advice once when I was going through a difficult time. And she said, just focus on the next logical step. Mm-hmm. Keyword being logical. Go to the next logical thing. Don't let your emotions decide because you'll just sit in bed and mope. But she said, you know, go to the next logical thing. So here are some basics that you could work on, some logical steps. If you don't have a budget, create a budget. If you don't have a plan, create a plan. Negotiate where you can. Some debts, if that's what you're dealing with, are negotiable. And then tackle things in an orderly fashion. I didn't say necessarily in the order of importance. Whatever thing you can get done to feel that win, start mm-hmm. there. And then start building some emergency savings so the next time something derails you, you're covered. It's just an inconvenience, not an emergency. Exactly. If you got the funds to cover it. Oh, this one's hard for me. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. This is the myth that I tell myself on a regular basis. So I'm going to let you go ahead and start this conversation so I'm not being hypocritical.
Oh, okay. I'm independent. I don't need help.
Yeah.
You know, we think we can find all the information we need out on Google. Mm-hmm. What do when we need to look up something? We pull out our phone.
Mm-hmm.
We Google whatever question we need answer and think, there's a lot of information, but there's maybe not a lot of wisdom out there.
Yes. And knowing how to filter it, knowing how to apply it can be challenging. And the fact that we have taught ourselves that needing help is a bad thing mm-hmm. is really destructive. I think, you know, if my car breaks down, I'm going to somebody to fix it. I know that I don't have the tools and the skills yes. to fix it myself. And I have zero desire to learn them because that would be more time than it's worth to pay someone else to do that thing for me. But when it comes to my financial journey, there are times where my pride steps in and I don't want anybody to know the mistakes that I've made. But if I don't face those mistakes and get the help and the accountability that I need, then I'm going to end up back where I was and not really making progress. Getting help can amplify your progress. It can help you avoid emotional decision making, which is often what gets you in these, yes. these situations, these negative situations. And sometimes you need an advocate. There have been times where I've been able to kind of push back on what someone's been told mm-hmm. and help them get through something that otherwise could have taken them three times as long.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm sure you have that you meet with clients on the regular basis
mm-hmm.
who have tried to do it themselves.
Yes.
As with their investing and planning for retirement. And then one day they're like, okay, I just can't do this anymore. I need help. Or mm-hmm. maybe even opposite of that is the higher net worth client who's like, you know, I'm good at this, but I know I need somebody else
mm-hmm.
to manage this part mm-hmm. of my finances.
Yes. And then there's some people who tell themselves, you know, I'm just no good with money,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people get to adulthood with preconceived notions about how money works. You might have a family like mine where we didn't really talk about money. We didn't have any to talk about, if I'm being honest.
There wasn't enough to worry about, you know, what came mm-hmm. in, went out.
But we all have the ability to learn new things. There's that adage about teaching old dogs new yes. tricks. It's BS. We all have the ability to learn new things, and there are great resources for helping you develop good habits. We've got the Spark program that we're initiating, where it's focused on education and low-cost yes. investment platform for people who are just getting started. If you're later in your journey, there's going to be something that you can learn to better yourself as your financial journey goes. And then our last financial myth, because I want to camp out on this one, is when fill in the blank happens, I'll be in a better financial position.
We hear this all the time,
mm-hmm.
all the time. Or you hear your friends say that when X happens, then I'll be able to do that.
Yes. And I do this when it comes to my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I tell myself soccer season's almost over. I'm going to be so free. It's going to be fantastic. No, I still have a lot of kids and they still have a lot of places to be even during the summer. Mm-hmm. There's no breaks. You know, I convince myself it's going to be slower soon.
Yes.
Don't worry.
It's going to happen.
But here's the deal. And here's some truth. Your current circumstances are not preventing you from reaching your financial goals. They can slow you down, but they cannot prevent you from reaching those goals if you don't let them. You always have a move you can make. I know it feels limiting sometimes. I've been there. I've mm-hmm. been a single mom. I've been young and poor. I've been my age and kind of strapped. But there's always something, or at least in my experience with people, there is often something that could be shifted or adjusted to make things better.
You know, waiting for the future only delays your goals.
Mm-hmm.
You may think your situation is going to change in the future. Sometimes it does, but what if it doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
And you could have been making little baby steps or minor adjustments
mm-hmm.
all along. So, you know, there's never a better time than now to get started.
Yes, I think the most common one we hear is, well, when I get the next pay raise, those aren't guaranteed in mm-hmm. a lot of jobs. But even when you get them regularly, what the statistics have taught is that most people just increase their spending.
Yes.
They get a pay raise, they spend more money.
Mm-hmm.
So it is much better. A better belief is that you can make changes today to move closer to your goals. Like you mentioned, baby steps even are better than no steps.
Yes.
So write those goals down. What I have found in my life and what I've found in my clients' life is when goals are written down and they're put somewhere that you can see them, they're more likely to be met. When you keep them at the forefront of your mind, they're more likely to be met. And for some people, we use visual things. When I was working on paying off something, it's kind of childish, but I literally had like the links, and each of those links was $100 of debt.
Okay.
And I was paying it off little by little. And it really helped because my kids had a visual of why we weren't doing certain things. Mm-hmm. And it also helped me stay focused and feel accomplished. Every time I got to break one of those, it was like breaking a chain in my mind.
Okay.
That I couldn't do this and retraining my brain. So
for me, when I was going through the Dave Ramsey program, I put the 7 baby steps on the refrigerator. So every time I went to reach for the refrigerator door, it was right there in eyesight, you know, not that it's prevented me from getting anything out of the refrigerator, but it kept it
on your mind.
Kept it on my mind. I saw it multiple times a day.
All right. It's time for our last 2 cents. So I'm gonna let you go first, Brian.
Okay. The biggest lie we tell ourselves is that we don't have the power to change or reach our goal. The truth is that we do. We have resources available, and you can bring in help from a financial advisor to help you. Don't let anything stop you from your goals.
And I would say, too, that as you're going through this debunking process, it's really important to just circle back on things. There's some things that you may have really struggled with now, but later on, it's not going to be a big deal, and you need to move on to a new goal. So with that, we're going to end. Thank you guys so much for joining us today on Talking Sense. If you have a goal that you're working towards and you're needing some help along the journey, we'd encourage you to like, subscribe, follow, and catch our other episodes too, because we've got a lot of different topics that you can use to educate yourself and help you with filtering that content on the internet so that you can get to your goals much quicker. Have a great week. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes. The Jim Wolf team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or by calling our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Jim Wolf Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.